Let's talk some baseball. How about it?
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
Yeah, but you know what? One thing back in his day, throwing that 95-mile-an-hour cutter for the NC State Wolfpack, Jim Thoman was never, ever a bit outside. Coach, welcome in. How are you?
I was catching some 95-mile cutters. I don't think I was throwing any, but I was a Wolfpack catcher.
How hard did you throw it back? How hard, when you threw it back to the pitcher, how hard would you throw it?
Well, if they were throwing balls, I was throwing it back about as hard as they threw it in. And if they threw strikes, I would let up on it a little bit. But I was known to throw it back pretty hard just to get their attention.
I hear you. Okay. Good weekend around the state. A lot of winning done by a lot of different teams. Coach McGuire got 500 wins at Upstate and Clemson and South Carolina sweep. And I think Coastal swept as well. They're all still well up in the rankings. Take it away. What you got in your Thoman tidbits tonight for us here on Sports Talk?
Thoman tidbits. I got to go quick because you cut me off.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
Got some good stuff on college baseball. It's a little bit early for RPI, but it is. I think we're a quarter away through the season. You play 56 regular season games in college baseball, and most teams have played about 15 games or so. So we're about 25% of the way in. Clemson's 2 in the RPI. Coastal's 31, and South Carolina's 34. If they can stay there, all three teams will be in a regional. But it's awful early, and it can change a lot. And when the SEC and ACC start cranking it up, then RPIs go skyrocketing, so they have a built-in advantage. But right now, Clemson's number 2, and Arkansas, I think, is number 1 in the early RPI rankings. Clemson this week, 4-0, beat Kansas State, and we're 3-0 versus UNCG. They're up to 13-1 on the year. Like I said, 2 in the RPI. As a freshman, Jaron Purifoy had 7 RBIs. Only played in 2 games, but ended up with 7 RBIs. So he's going to be a name to follow as the season progresses. He's just getting now a chance to get in there and had a really good weekend. And like you said, the big 3, Clemson, USC, and Coastal, they went 14-0 for the week. So I think the people that are listening know how good college baseball is in the state. And the other teams are doing well as well. So I got to call in to old Coach Tanner to find out if that South Carolina game and the Clemson game has been finalized yet, the reschedule of the Friday game that got rained out. I don't know if you know that or not, Phil, but I'm working on that.
Yes, sir.
Clemson plays Manhattan Tuesday and Wednesday, and then they head to Duke. And Duke had a heck of a weekend. They beat Wake Forest 2 out of 3. And Duke moves up, I think, number 2 in some of the polls. So Duke is having a tremendous year. I really think Duke and Wake, both of them, are probably favorites right now to be in Omaha. But it's only, like we said, a quarter of the year done. But Clemson will get a big test. They play at 4-3-1 Friday, Saturday, Sunday up at Duke. It's a huge series against 2 top 10 teams. So that would be fun for Clemson to go up there and see if they can beat the Dukies. South Carolina, great week. They're up to 13-3. Went 5-0, and any coach in America will sign for that. They beat the Citadel Davidson and 3-0 against Longwood. It might not be the top 25 schedule, but 5-0 is 5-0, and I'm sure Coach Kingston will take that. They're heading to Georgia State. They're playing in North Augusta tomorrow at the Pro Park down there at 7 p.m. If anyone's down in North Augusta, South Carolina, wants to catch a good college game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. They also have to fly to Ole Miss when they get back from North Augusta and play in Georgia State. They have at Hottie Toddy, Ole Miss, for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So the grind has started for Clemson and South Carolina, and it literally is the grind. About every game it is played in the SEC, you can win or lose, and it's just, you got to be a really, really, really tough and mentally tough team to go through that grind, and we'll see who has the toughest teams. Coastal is had a great week. They're 5-0 for the week. They beat USC Upstate, who's a good squad. They beat them 2 straight games, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then they swept Michigan, which was Coach Backich's former team. So Coastal's up to 14-2. Don't watch out for Gary Gilmore in his last year as a college coach. It looks like they're going to have a great year. I think they have a 13-game win streak going on right now. And tomorrow, talking about another great game in college, they go down. They're playing at Wake Forest tomorrow at 6 o'clock, and Wake Forest for the last 3 weeks has been number one in the country. So another big game for Coastal. And then Coastal this weekend, they'll have JMU for three games. Another tidbit for Coastal, Blake Barthel, sophomore second baseman, had a crazy week. I think he went 7 for 12, hit .600, .739 on-base percentage, and he had 5 or 6 home runs. Someone's going to have to fact-check me on that one. But 13, he had a heck of a week, and it's probably a national, probably win some national awards. You're looking at 5 or 6 home runs, 13 RBIs. Another tidbit of Coastal there, third in the nation in freebies, and what I mean by that, Phil, is hit by pitches and walks. When you add them together, okay, they do a ratio with the number of strikeouts, and they're plus 48. I think they're tied second nationally with that ratio, plus 48. But 23% of their plate appearances have ended in walks or hit by pitches, which is absolutely incredible. And, you know, you got to teach that. And Coastal does a great job of working with their hitters, but they get on base a quarter of the time. A quarter of their plate appearances have been either walks or hit by pitches, and they played a good schedule. So it isn't like they're playing teams that are real wild or anything. They're earning that. So
let me insert this. Let me insert this while you're talking about that. What about South Carolina in their game? I think it was Saturday. 18 walks they drew, and I think they were hit 3 times.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would say this, that college baseball in general, there's 305 teams. I'm saying that we have a problem with command and control of our pitchers. In general, there's a lot of good pitchers, a lot of guys throwing really hard. I think we have a lot of velocity in college baseball, but we do not have the pitchability and the command of the baseball and the command of the strike zone that we should have. And I'm not sure why. I have a few thoughts on that we can get into later, but I think kids that are growing up now worry too much about the velocity and the running guns and throwing the ball as hard as they can, and they don't learn how to pitch. So, you know, some of the scores are so high, and it's because we just have, you know, we're just walking way too many people. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's go on to, we talked about Coastal playing Wake Forest. Let's go to College of Charleston. They went 3-1 for the week. They beat a good Liberty team, and then they won the series versus Penn. So Coach Holbrook's squad is up to 10-4 for the year. So they're hanging in there. Wofford has won 6 in a row. They're 12-2. They do have a big weekend series at College of Charleston this weekend. So if anyone's in Charleston, 4-2-1, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you get to see some good in-state baseball. Wofford at College of Charleston. Presbyterian won 3 straight. They're 10-6. It seems like Coach Pollock's teams, they always seem to play you tough. No matter, they might not be going 56-0 anytime soon, but they always play tough, and he's got them right there at 10-6 right now, and they've won 3 in a row. USC Upstate, congratulations to Mike for having 500 wins. That's incredible. They've also won 3 straight. They lost 2 to Coastal midweek, but then they won on the weekend. So they're 9-7 right now. And it seems like Coach McGuire's teams always hit them home runs too. Charleston Southern is hanging in there. They went 1-1 in midweek versus Penn, 1-2 against Samford for the weekend, which is a good program. And they had the College of Charleston on Tuesday, and that's a big rivalry game, Charleston Southern at College of Charleston, Tuesday night at 6 p.m. So that'll be another big game for Coach Holbrook down there. Winthrop got 2 games rained out this year, and then they split 1-1 with App State, so they went 1-1 for the week. They're 6-8 right now. I got to get this crazy year upset. Xavier beat LSU, if you can believe that. St. Mary's, I believe that's California, beat Fort. Ooh. Austin Peay beat Auburn. And earlier in the year, they beat Mississippi State. So something's going on at the Peay. Kent State beat Kentucky, and I think that's, again, so Kent State, I think earlier in the year, they beat Clemson. So some of these mid-majors are making a move, looks like. There's a good and bad shout-out here for the women of South Carolina basketball team, and I'm sure you probably talked about it. Obviously, the women's fight, not smart, doesn't look good, just my take. That's all I have on that. I hope it doesn't cost them anything in the tournament. The good part of that is they're 32-0, and it's just a great program. It's not a good look with the fight, but 32-0, they're talking about having a tremendous season. So shout out to them for the 32-0 and winning the SEC. Another home run, another ejection. Tennessee's Blake Burke hit a home run and crossed home plate, said something to the catcher. Not sure what he said. He got thrown out of the game. I guess the home run counted, but it seems like we've had quite a bit of home runs, and the guys can't behave themselves to get into the dugout, and the umpires are starting to throw them out.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Tennessee, Coach Billy Vitello has done a really good job there, but they're known to push the envelope in regards to fair play and a little bush league at times, but they certainly play really, really hard. And I don't know what was said, but he got tossed out of the game after hitting a big home run. Okay, let me see what else we got here.
We got about a minute, Coach. Got about a minute.
All right. Okay, I'll do this. Hold on. Let's go. Duke. I'm going to say Duke and Wake are probable Omaha teams. Give it up for Duke winning 2 out of 3 against Wake, number one team, and Duke shot up to number 2 in the country. Shout out to Miami. They came back from 9 to beat UVA and won 2 out of 3. And then a shout out to Florida's Jack Caglione. He's the next Shohei Ohtani. The guy's like 6'7", but he's left. Two-way guy, probably the top two-way guy in the country. Through 6 innings, 9 Ks, no hits. So we'll have our hands full when we face Mr. Caglione against Florida. But anyway, another crazy week for college baseball. Loving what's going on. I'll have more info on Tome and Tidbits next week. Same time, same bat channel. Same guru, Phil Kornblut. You guys have a great week.
All right, Coach. We can't wait.
Coach.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Coach Jim Tomlin, just a bit outside here on Sports
Talk.
He was
right about Blake Barthel hit 6 home runs this past week for Coastal, including 3 in their Saturday blowout of Michigan, and he also hit a grand slam this week.
And I believe
he also said the Coastal Wake game tomorrow night is in Winston-Salem. It's actually in Conway. Tomorrow night.
It's in Conway.
So they,
okay.
Yeah. They will have pretty close to full house, I would think, tomorrow night at Springsbrook Stadium.
Going back to that USC game, I think it was a Saturday game. Or maybe it was a Sunday game.
They had that many walks.
They had 18 walks. How about having to sit through this game if you're a fan? They had 18 walks. They had an inning in which they scored 11 runs. Probably took an hour to play the inning. That's miserable baseball right there, boys and girls. Miserable baseball.